VoiceOver Podcast Training Tutorial. Hey everyone, it's Mason Cobbo here this morning, and in this podcast episode tonight, this morning, still trying to wake up. So in this podcast tutorial, I'm going to be talking about voiceover and a little bit of a little tutorial that's going to ensue. So I'm going to make up my notes. So introduction to voiceover and exploring accessibility settings. So voiceover is the screen reader that is available on iOS, macOS, iPadOS, tvOS, watchOS, and I think visionOS. And visionOS, just in case you guys don't know it, that's Apple's smart glasses. So now what I'm actually gonna do is I'm going to unlock my iPhone because
9:06 a.m.
So this is not for point of reference. This isn't my accessibility setup. This isn't my settings per se. I reset VoiceOver's settings to defaults for the purpose of this podcast demo, but I'll be getting it back. I'll be setting my VoiceOver settings back once this podcast is complete. So with this one, I'm going to unlock my phone.
9:06 a.m. FaceTime 5.
So by default, you're not going to have VoiceOver on, or if you are going to have it on, you're going to have somebody set it up for you. So what I'm actually going to do is to turn VoiceOver on and off when you first get a phone, an iPhone.
YouTube, 12 new items.
If it is configured, which hopefully it should be, you would triple click the side button on the side of your iPhone, or if you have an iPhone that is older than the iPhone XS, then you would triple click the home button, which is at the bottom of your screen by your charging port. So I'm going to triple click the side button on mine because I have an iPhone 16e. So I'm going to triple click the side button on mine.
9:00 VoiceOver off.
So you heard that triple click. I'm going to triple click again to turn it on.
VoiceOver on, 9:08 a.m. Screen curtain.
Hey.
Discord.
VoiceOver?
9:08.
Don't do that. It wanted to hop around. Yes, VoiceOver will do that sometimes. So, I'm gonna go to the home screen. Now, to get to the home screen on an iPhone, an iPhone that's earlier than the iPhone X, you would of course press the home button, which is on the front face of the device, like I said, right in front of the charging port on the screen. But if you don't have a home button for the iPhone X and later, you would swipe up from the bottom edge of the screen until you hear or feel two vibrations. So what you're going to hear is you're going to hear one tone, you're going to hear two tones, and feel haptics. So when you hear the first tone, the gesture is being performed. When you hear the secondary high-pitched tone, that's your home screen. If you swipe up further, that's your app switcher.
9:09 a.m.
So I'm gonna
three
do that.
Notifications. Discord.
So I'm gonna do that.
Discord.
You have to do it really fast. Not really fast, but you have a certain amount of time to execute the gesture when you hear the first tone. Like you have, I think you have about 1.5 seconds, or I'm not sure how much time. But
flashlight.
You really have to, you know, not be quick about it, but
light
you
off.
Have to, you know, do it within that time frame. So I'm gonna do it.
Lift for home.
So it says lift for home. So you can, if you don't know what that does, you can keep your finger here. It'll say lift for home. If I swipe up further, that didn't work. Oh, because I'm not, okay.
Photo.
So I'm on the home screen now. I'm gonna do it again. Come
lift
on.
Lift for home.
So I'm gonna do it one more. I'm gonna swipe up further.
Lift for app switcher.
So you swipe up further, you hear that higher rising tone. That means app switcher. If I go back down, if I swipe back, if I glide my finger back down.
Lift for home. FaceTime.
So it says lift for home. So I did lift for home. Now, let's open up accessibility settings. So I'm going to use Siri to do this, or you can flick left and right until you navigate to your settings page. But I'm going to go ahead and have Siri open it. Open accessibility settings. Now, for some odd reason, my phone is taking a while to do that. I don't know why, but it's working on it.
Settings.
So now we're in accessibility. So I'm going to swipe right.
Accessibility heading. Accessibility heading. Personalize iPhone in ways that work best for you with accessibility features for vision, mobility, hearing, speech, and cognition. Learn vision heading. VoiceOver on button.
So there's your VoiceOver options. I'm going to swipe right again. So this is where you would configure VoiceOver speech, rate, voices, and things like that. I'm going to go to the right.
Zoom off button.
There's options for magnification.
Hover text off button.
Hover text.
Display and text size button.
Display and text size.
Motion button.
You can have iPhone reduce motion and animation.
Read and speak button.
Read and speak.
Audio descriptions off button.
That's if you want to listen to audio describe content.
Physical and motor heading. Touch button. Face ID and attention button.
So this is an option I want to bring your attention to. Face ID and attention. So if I were to double tap this.
Require attention for Face ID. Switch button off.
So I'm going to have VoiceOver.
Double tap to toggle setting.
I'm going to have VoiceOver read the description.
True depth camera will provide an additional level of security by verifying that you are looking at iPhone before unlocking. Some sunglasses may block attention detection. Attention aware features. Switch button on.
So basically,
double
what it's,
tap to toggle.
So basically, what it's telling you is iPhone will want you to, you know, look directly at the camera to, you know, verify that it's, you know, you're looking directly at the camera. Now, for some people, it's a little complicated to do it. So as long as what, if you turn off.
True, require attention for Face ID. Switch button off.
If you turn that off.
Double tap to talk.
As long as the iPhone sees your face when you have Face ID enabled, then you'll be okay with unlocking the phone.
Accessibility back button. Face ID and attention button. Switch control off button.
Yeah, switch control.
Voice control off.
Voice
button.
Control.
Eye tracking off.
Eye
button.
Tracking.
Head tracking off.
Head
button.
Tracking.
Side button button.
Side button.
Control nearby devices button.
Control nearby devices.
Hearing heading.
Here, and you can also do
hearing devices button.
For hearing aids, hearing devices.
Hearing control center button.
Hearing control center.
Sound and name recognition button.
Sound and name recognition.
RTT/TDY off button.
That's where people with sign language.
Audio and visual, button. Subtitles and captioning, button. Live captions, button. Music, share access, perhaps access, Siri, assistant, guided app, general, Apple keyboard, access, vocal, personal, live speech.
It wanted to jump on me.
Music haptics, off,
so
button.
You can also do haptics for music?
Speech, heading, live speech, off, button.
Live speech.
Personal voice, button.
Personal voice, that is a cool one. That is a very cool one. I actually do have my own personal voice on my phone.
Vocal shortcuts, off, accessories, heading, keyboards and typing, button, Apple TV remote, button, general, heading, guided access, off, assistive access, button, Siri, button.
So let's go back up to VoiceOver.
Settings, back button.
Let me look at the rest of my notes. So, gesture setup and practice. So, in VoiceOver, so if you want to get the feel of gestures, I'm going to enable a help VoiceOver help. So I'm going to do a four-finger double tap.
Starting help, to stop help, perform a four-finger double tap or two-finger scrub, or press escape on the keyboard. Lift for home.
So, it's not going to, oh, so this is a good thing. So, it's not going to actually go home because I'm in VoiceOver help. So, I can do the gesture for home. It's not going to do it. App switcher? Not doing it. So, if you hear the first tone.
Touch, speak item. Touch, speak, two-finger single tap, toggle speech.
So now, for VoiceOver gestures, you would use a flick left and flick right motion kind of thing. So, flick right.
One-finger swipe right, move to next item.
I'm going to go left.
One finger swipe left. Move to previous item.
I'm going to do a upward swipe.
Touch. Speak item. Two finger single. One finger swipe up. Previous rotor item. One finger swipe down. Next rotor item. Two finger swipe right. Move in. Two finger swipe left. Move out.
That's for grouped navigation if you wanted to do that. I'm going to do a three finger swipe up.
Three finger swipe up. Scroll down. Three finger swipe down, scroll up.
Do a two finger double tap.
One finger double tap.
Sorry.
Two finger double tap. Magic tap.
So that's what they call the magic tap. That is basically your. You can play stop media, you can dictate text, you can, do a lot of things with the magic tap. Now I'm going to do a.
Two-finger single tap, toggle speech. Three-finger single tap, read item summary.
Now, if you want to turn on and off screen curtain.
Three-finger triple tap, toggle screen curtain. Three-finger triple tap, toggle screen curtain.
And VoiceOver does have a rotor system. So if I put two fingers on the screen and rotate clockwise.
Two-finger rotate clockwise. Next rotor. Two-finger rotate counterclockwise. Previous rotor.
So this is going to be a very interesting one to demo. So what I'm actually going to do, I know some people would have a little bit of a hard time trying to perform that gesture. So I'm going to show you guys.
Four-finger double tap. Start help. Stopping help.
I'm gonna set up my own command gesture for this.
Settings. Access personal vision. VoiceOver. On. Zoom. VoiceOver.
So let's go over to VoiceOver.
VoiceOver. Switch button. On. VoiceOver speak. Tap once to select. Double tap to activate the selected item. Learn more. Link. What's new in voiceover practice? Voiceover tutorial. Speaking rate. Speaking rate. 50%. Adjusts the speaking rate of the current voice. Speech. Button. Braille. Button. Voiceover rec. Verbosity. Audio. Commands. Button.
So we're going to go over to commands.
All commands. Button.
Now we're going to go over to...
Touch keyboard short. Touch gestures. Button.
So we want touch gestures for the, in this case. So I'm going to double tap on touch gestures.
Tab. One finger. Heading.
So we're not going to adjust any of these. So I'm going to go by headings. Now I'm going to do that with a two-finger clockwise motion turn with the rotor dial. So I'm going to turn my fingers counterclockwise on the screen. So I'm going to put two fingers on the screen and turn counterclockwise.
Characters. Words. Speaking rate. Containers. Headings.
So that gesture is a little bit complex to perform.
Containers.
Especially with the twisting motion.
Headings.
So for people who, you know, can't really do it successfully. Now, I'm going to go down by, heading by swiping down. Because in VoiceOver Help, you heard it say, go to the next option that's focused on the rotor item. So I'm going to swipe down.
Tab, two fingers. Tab, three fingers.
I'm going to keep heading. Going down.
Tab, four fingers. Swipe, one finger. Swipe, two fingers. Swipe, three fingers. Swipe, four
I'm
fingers.
I'm still going down.
Heading. Rotate, heading.
So nothing.
Swipe, four fingers. Four finger swipe left. Switch to previous app button.
So that is one of them that is also going to be useful if you don't want to invoke the app switcher, which I'm going to be talking about later.
Four finger swipe right. Switch to next app. Four finger swipe up button.
There's nothing confined. There's nothing that's set up to four finger swipe up because it says just button there. There's no action that's defined.
Four finger swipe down. Type to Siri button.
I'm going to change that one. Because we're not going to use that option. So I'm going to... I'm going to have my...
Rotate. Heading.
So we want rotate. So...
Two finger rotate counterclockwise. Previous rotor. Button.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the...
Four finger swipe down. Type to Siri.
I'm going to remove this first.
Cancel, but commit, interactive, escape, mag, basic, navigate, dictate, search, remove, reset, remove, button. Selected, four finger swipe down, button, rotates, four finger swipe up, button.
So you see now, four finger swipe up has nothing.
Selected, four finger swipe down,
that has
button.
Nothing. So now I can go in here,
rotate,
to the heading. Rotate heading, and
two finger rotate counterclockwise. Previous rotor button.
So I'm gonna double tap this.
Cancel button.
Now you're in a list of headings again to select what swipe action you want for the rotor.
Characters.
So I'm gonna go
headings.
By headings again.
Command enter basic navigation heading. Advanced navigation heading. Editing rotor heading.
There we go.
Next rotor. Next rotor item. Selected. Previous rotor. Previous scrolling. Scroll down. Speech and audio output. Heading. Braille. Heading. Voiceover. Heading. System. Heading. Other. Heading not found.
Now.
Cancel. Commands. Interaction. Activate. Escape. Magic. Perform. Second. Basic. Move it. Move up. Move to. Text navigation. Heading. Advanced navigation. Heading. Editing. Rotor. Heading. Next. Next rotor item. Selected. Previous rotor.
Who do you want that?
Selected. Two finger rotate counterclockwise. Button.
So.
Two finger rotate clockwise. Next rotor. But. Selected. Two finger rotate. Heading. Selected. Two finger scrub. Two finger tap. Two double. Back. Double tap the dictate. Search. Triple tap. Double tap the back of your iPhone.
Where did I? Hang on.
Command. Tuck. One finger double tap. Activate.
Oh. Okay. So hang on.
Tap. 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 Rote scrub. Heading. Tap and scrub. Swipe. 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 Fourth. Rotate. Four finger swipe down. Button.
So you actually want to click on this, because I removed it. I thought you had to click on the rotor to assign a gesture to that action, but you actually click on this option.
Four finger swipe down.
So click on this.
Cancel.
Now.
Command. Interact. Activate. Escape. Magic. Perfect. Move to last. Text navigation.
And now I can go down by rotor.
Advanced navigation. Heading. Rotor. Head. Next rotor. Next rotor item. Previous. Next rotor item. Next rotor.
I think we want.
Rotor. Heading. Next. Next. Previous rotor.
Previous rotor.
Selected. Four finger swipe down. Four finger swipe up. Button.
So we're gonna choose four finger swipe up.
Cancel. Button. Commands. Interact. Activate. Basic navigation. Heading.
So I'm swiping down by heading again with swiping down.
Advanced navigation. Heading. Rotor. Next rotor. Next rotor item. Next rotor. Selected. Four finger swipe up. Next rotor.
Now, if I do a four finger swipe up.
Edit.
Four finger swipe down.
Headings.
That is way easier for me. So I can just go flick, 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 flick. If I do it quickly enough.
Edit card works. Beacon head. Edit card works. Beacon head. Edit card works. Beacon head. Edit.
Now I'm gonna go back down.
Head can't speak word character. Edit head can't speak word character. Edit head can't speak word characters.
So you see, it's very responsive because I can do it easy. You also still have the option, if you want to rotate.
Words. Speaking rate. Containers. Headings.
That's a little.
Edit. Character.
It's a little more, I can't,
four thing,
huh? Oh, I might have unassigned it.
Rotate, heading, two finger rotate counterclockwise, button.
Yeah, I did for some odd reason. Let me reassign that.
Cancel, button, command, capsi, O.
Let me go down my heading.
Bus, heading, container, heading, interact, basic navigation, heading, text navigation, heading, advanced navigation, heading, editing, rotor, next rotor, next rotor, previous rotor.
There we go.
Selected, two
so
finger
now
group,
I can.
Containers, speaking rate,
that's a little
50%.
Bit, that's a little, group, that's a little challenging to perform, because I'm moving slower, because I have to rotate. Whereas if I swipe four fingers up.
Containers. Head edit carrot word speak into heading edit carrot word speak into heading edit characters.
So that's easy to perform. So that's a little quick overview of VoiceOver gesture setup for your commands and things. So now.
Selected two finger rotate counterclockwise. Previous rotor button.
So I kind of covered both of them in one. I consolidated gesture setup and rotor setup in one. So that's a very. So navigating the home screen and the app switcher. So I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna go to the home screen now. So to navigate between the home screen, to get to the top of the screen from whatever page you're on, you would do a four-finger tap at the top of the screen.
Podcasts. Dove TV. FaceTime. Five missed FaceTime call.
That did not get me to the top of the screen. Okay. So. I'm going to do a swipe right.
Photos. Camera. Mail. 40 notes. Reminders. Clock. Not TV. Podcast. Safari. Music. Bard Mobile, YouTube, Files, My RT.
So that moves me right to the next item. I can go back through the list if I do a single swipe, a one finger swipe left.
Files, YouTube, Bard Mobile, Music, Safari, Podcasts, TV, Clock, Not Reminders, Notes, Mail, For Camera, Photos, FaceTime, FaceTime, 5 missed FaceTime calls.
And
double
if you want
to
navigate the app switcher, so let me open up.
Doc, mess, phone, app, search, WhatsApp, fetch, contact, meta, teams, meta, team, seeing, and vid, my, file, YouTube, my, RT, para. Five, my, NXT, met, contacts.
I have to get rid of that app.
Met, teams, and vid, my, RT, para.
So I don't need that anymore.
Double
I'm,
tap to open.
I'm going to do a single finger triple tap to get rid of this. So to remove apps from your home screen, like what I'm about to do, I'm gonna do three fingers, single finger triple tap.
Edit home screen button. Share require pass remove app button.
Swipe to remove app. Double tap.
Alert. Remove my Artic para. Remove from home screen. But delete app
I'm going to
button.
delete app.
Alert. Delete my Artic para. Cancel delete button.
Swipe right to delete. Double tap.
FaceTime. 5 missed FaceTime
So
calls.
that's gone.
Dot mess apps WhatsApp. Search page 1 of 2.
So I have two pages of apps here.
FaceTime Meta AI.
If you wanted to navigate to the second page, you would do a three-finger swipe to the left.
Page 2 of 2. Libby.
I have Libby
Double
there.
tap to open.
So there's my second page. If you want to swipe back to page one, do a three-finger swipe to the right.
Home. Page 1 of 2. FaceTime. 5 missed FaceTime calls.
So we're back on
Double
page.
tap to open.
We're back on page one of two. But I want to get to.
Page 2 of 2. Libby. Dot met apps voice Orion. Voice Vista. Orion. Tierra. My right RTC para.
So I'm going to open up this
Double
guy.
tap to open. Customer survey open through May 15.
Yes, thank you.
If you haven't, reminder, bullet go to bullet tap detail. Tap details for more info. Customer survey tap detail. Tap room. If you have a customer survey, it will tap details
Can't
button.
really get out of there, can you?
Text field, bat, Safari,
I don't
www.app
want to open up
switcher,
Safari.
Safari, my right art app switcher, my right book a ride, menu, button,
Okay.
banner, menu.
So I have Meta AI and my right RTC pair open. To get to the app switcher, I'm going to swipe up from the edge of the screen, but I'm going to wait until I hear the higher pitched tone. Not the second tone, there are three tones. So I'm going to wait until I hear the third tone. So one,
Your current location.
So I'm going to go one, two, three.
Lift for app
And
switcher.
if you want that extra confirmation, you can wait for VoiceOver to say lift for app switcher.
App switcher. My right RTC para. Active. Settings. Active. Meta AI. Active. Meta AI. My right RTC.
So I have the settings app open. I don't want that open.
Settings. Active.
So to close an app, I'm going to do a three-finger swipe up.
Closing settings. My right RTC para. Active.
So it's active. I'm going to double tap to bring it to the foreground.
My right RTC para. Menu. Button. Banner.
Now, that's not going to be very convenient sometimes. So if you want to switch between app to app seamlessly, you could do a four-finger swipe left.
Your current location.
If it works. Sorry, four-finger swipe right. So sometimes you're gonna have to do a little bit of a trial and error with this one, because sometimes you could apps could be, left or to the left to the right, depending. So I'm gonna do a four-finger swipe right.
Meta AI text field.
So we're back on Meta AI. If I do a four-finger swipe right again,
Insertion point at start. Ask Meta AI.
there's nothing there to swipe to. So I'm gonna do a four-finger swipe left.
My right RTC para menu button.
And we're back to the my right RTC para. So that's a little overview of the app switcher and navigating the home screen.
Find rides.
And
Open.
like. So, next thing I want to talk about is phone messages and contacts. So, I'm gonna.
App switcher. My right RT. Meta. My right RT.
What
Meta
is
AI.
that?
App switcher. Meta AI. Active. My Tierra. Dog. Messages. 77 unread messages.
Yes, I do have a lot of messages, I
Double
know.
tap to open.
Let's go over the phone first.
Phone, 223 new items.
Yeesh.
Contacts, tab, 2 of 4.
So I'm gonna go over.
Selected, calls, tab, 1 of 4.
So you can add contacts through the contacts tab on the phone app. But trying to, I think.
Recents, unread dinette, missed call.
So I'm going to go ahead and go to the top of my.
Edit button.
So you can edit contacts.
Calls, heading.
So you have calls.
Filter button.
You can filter your what's shown here. If I were to double tap this.
Classic button. Selected. Unified. Selected. Calls. Missed. But voicemails. 100 and known callers. 35. Spam button. Manage filter.
Yeah, we have a lot of unknown callers, 35.
Spam voice missed. But selected. Calls button. Un edit. Edit. Call 35. Recents. Amanda. 33. Cody. Brandon Tice.
So we do have one of my, friends, Brandon here. So I'm going to go ahead, if I wanted to start a new call with, if I wanted to start a new call with this person, I would do a swipe down. Because if you double tap here, you would go to the contact card of that contact.
Call. Activate. Call. Trash. Remind me
So if
like.
I swipe down, you get actions.
Activate. Call. Trash. Call. Activate.
If I were
Default.
if I just do if I were just to do a straight up activate.
Select Brandon Tyson. Message. Button. Call. Button. Video. Button. Mail. Dimmed. Select voicemail. Selected. Voice call his incoming conf ring sound.
So there's all the contact info that you could, all of his contact info.
Tab bar, keypad, cont, select text, notes, forward, sound, ringtone, phone, contact,
So
calls, edit, call, edit, button,
if I were to go to edit,
edit, button, edit contact, dismiss, edit contact info,
so I
button,
could go here to edit contact info.
close, button, first name, brand, delete, advert, note, note, add in, ads, add, re, add, adverb, add, text, ringtone,
So
close,
I'm gonna
button,
close that.
close. Calls, calls, back button. Calls, edit button. Edit button.
So I'm going to do a forefinger tap towards the bottom of the screen.
Tab bar, search, tab, keypad, tab, contacts, tab, keypad.
If you don't know the number of a person, you could use, for example, the keypad to enter it in manually. So if I were to double tap the keypad,
Keypad, tab, three of selected, keypad, tab.
and then you could either swipe.
Contacts, selected, phone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, £0.
So you have the standard keypad. If I were to drag my finger around the screen,
Phone number, 5, 8, 5, 1.
so if I start from the top corner, now I'm going to drag my finger to the right.
2, 3,
I'm going to go down.
2, 1, 4, 5, 6, 5, 4. 7, 8, 9.
So I'm going to swipe back to top. I'm going to drag my. I'm
WXYC
dragging my finger, by the
eight
way.
seven star zero pound.
So it looks like a regular keypad. You have 1, 2, 3 on the first row, 4, 5, 6 on the second row, 7, 8, 9 on the third row, star, 0, pound on the fourth row.
Tab select
Let's
contacts
go to contacts.
zero.
Wait.
Tab select contacts selected. Back button contacts heading. Back button, con, add, set my car, section index, back, con, add, set my car, section index, adjustable. Swipe up or down with.
So if I wanted to share a contact with someone,
Cap C, Cap D, Cap C, selected.
what let's go to
Cap D, Cap E, Cap F, Cap G, select Colin, get Google, Jake, A, Jake Gross.
So let's go to him. So I'm gonna double tap his name.
Jake Gross, tab bar, keypad, select calls, JG, block, con, add to, share contact, button.
So this is where you would go if you want to share a contact card with someone. So I could double tap the share thing.
Share contact, heading, done, button, selected, first name, J, selected, last name.
So you can choose what you want to be shared.
Selected, first name, selected, last name, selected, phone, selected, email, deselect all fields, deselect, selected, last selected, phone, 805.
I'm not going to give that out. Anyways, so 805. Anyways, so you do have the, you could, you know, when you're done selecting all the fields you want to select,
share done button.
When you hit done,
image.
Now,
Jake contact shared Brandon Jake set Jake Brandon Tyson message.
I could share my contact his contact with another friend of mine in case they didn't have it.
Image cap J Jake grows. App switcher phone active. Metadata app switcher. Voice Vista.
What's going on?
Dog setting messages.
Let's go over to messages now.
Messages edit button. Conversation messages.
So same concept with messages. You have the filter here where you can
filter met filter button filter selected spam recently deleted spam selected spam recently deleted filter bot unread button fill unmanage fill dismiss context menu
dismiss that
button.
Now I'm gonna
edit filter message convert my Brandon Tyson hey man had to take a phone call. You can call me back when you're done with that phone call. Yesterday.
So
swipe
now,
up or down.
So now I can double tap on his name. If I wanted to,
my right, Brandon.
If I wanted to send him a message, I could double tap his name.
Your iMessage delivered.
Now.
Dick message at message iMessage text field. Double message text field is edited.
So you could do two things here. I double tapped the text field to go ahead and, you know, start typing a message with the keyboard. You could do that. You could type on the keyboard. Or you could dictate. To dictate, this is where Magic Tap would come in. So if I were to do a two-finger double tap, and of course my dictation doesn't go off because my phone's on silent. So if I were to
add message.
Do a two-finger double tap. Hey, man, comma. What's up? Question mark. How's your day going today? Period. This is a test text message for the voiceover podcast. Period.
Inserted, hey, man. What's up? How's your day going today? This is a test text message for the voiceover podcast.
So what I did there was I dictated. I did a two-finger double tap to start dictating. You heard a low sounding chime. That means I can start dictating. If I when I was done with that, I did a two-finger double tap to stop dictating, and you heard a higher sounding chime. So I'm gonna send this off. So I'm gonna do a swipe right.
Send button.
And I'm gonna
send using iMessage. Double tap and hold to add effect. Send. Dictate button.
So if you wanted to do emojis and things, you could do it with the keyboard as well. But I usually just use dictation and say, you know, smiley face. Sad face, you know, frown face. That'll mostly get you where you need to go. So
77 unread. 77 on edit button.
I have a lot of messages. Alright. So the next thing is the App Store and web navigation. So
App switcher, messages, app metadata, app switcher, Message voice vist dock. Message phone app store.
So I'm gonna double tap on app store.
App store today. Today heading.
So I wanna go first of all, let's say you have to update your apps.
My account button.
So you would double tap
today.
So the first thing you'll get on is today. If you swipe to the right,
my account button.
Go to my account. I'm gonna double tap.
Apple account image.
And then you wanna swipe right all the way till you get updates.
App club M's app apps noted rating first dollar sign app Apple close MC app up apps app notifications app updates button.
Okay, so they did change it up a little bit.
App update all. 2. But upcoming automatic updates. Hep Grubhub. Food update. We upgraded the Discord. Talk update. We've been hard at work
so
making
Discord. Choose update all.
We up Grubhub. Update all. 2. Button. Update all. 2. Dimmed.
So I'm just going to leave my phone over here so I can track how many, what update we're on. Because it's going to update.
Update all. 1. Dimmed. Button.
There
Discord.
You go.
Talk.
So.
Updated recently. Close. App updates. Heading.
So that was pretty quick.
Close. Button.
So I'm going to close.
Today. Heading.
So you could search for an app as well. If you wanted to go and search for an app, you could go to the bottom of the screen with a four-finger tap to the bottom.
Tab bar. Search. Tab. 6 of 5. Arcade. Tab. 4 of 5.
Yeah, where did tab 5 of 6 go?
Search, tab, 6 of 5, search.
So the reason why I say that is I saw a post on a social media platform I'm on that says, hey, we have tab 4 of 5, but it skips tab 4 of...
Arcade, tab, 4 of 5, search, tab, 6 of 5.
Yeah, where did tab 5 of... Yeah, they skipped numbers here.
Search, tab, 6 of...
So I'm going to go to search.
Selected.
Now.
Selected. Arcade app game today. Game apps. Tab games. Tab today. Navigation. Casual games. Search. My account. But games. Dictate button. Games. Apps. And more. Search field.
So I could search for here, but I'm going to just use dictate.
Dictate button.
I'm going to say be my eyes.
Double tap to start.
I'm going to say be my eyes. It's going to stop. Dictating, and then I'm going to go ahead. It's going to autofill the result on that page.
Dictate button.
So I'm going to go ahead.
Double tap to start dictation.
Dictate.
Double tap with two fingers. Dictate.
Be my eyes.
Inserted be my eyes.
So it should.
Search field. Be my eyes and be my eyes in search field. Clear tag. Close. Be my eyes. Helping the blind. Button.
So.
Be my eyes. Button. Be my eyes. Helping the blind. Button.
So I'm going to go ahead and.
Close. Button. Be my eyes. Helping the blind. Button.
Double tap that. It kind of got stuck there for a sec.
Selected. Be my eyes. Helping the blind. Clear tag. Be my eyes. Be my eyes. Clear close. Advertise. Get. Art. Help. Art. Artwork. Artwork. Be my eyes. Open. Button.
So since I already have it installed, it says open. But if you don't, it'll say get or install in that case. So.
Be my eyes. Helping the blind. Search field. Double tap to click. Get at artwork. Artwork.
There's a lot of advertising for certain apps.
Be my open button.
So.
Tab bar. Select.
Now I'm going to go over to web navigation. That's a quick little thing on the app store side.
App switcher. App store. App meta AI. App switcher. Meta AI. Active. App phone settings set message phone what's mess phone app search voice vista dot message settings
where's Safari
message phone app store search page 2 of 2 page 1 of 2 WhatsApp fetch.
So I'm actually gonna do a cool little nifty trick here. I'm gonna deviate a little bit. Now I have Braille screen input on. So Braille screen input If you guys are not aware of Perkins Braille, you could use your phone basically in landscape mode and type in the app that you want to go to. Or I could have asked Siri to open it, but I'm going to use Braille screen input. So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap on either side of the screen, meaning the top and bottom, with my two ring fingers.
Braille screen input, landscape, charge port to the left, tabletop mode.
Now I'm going to lock my input because
Orientation locked.
I don't want my orientation to change. I did that with a three-finger swipe down. So I'm going to type in Safari.
S, 39 apps, A, 3 apps, F, 1 app.
So I'm going to swipe down.
Safari. Swipe right with two fingers to launch.
So I did a two-finger swipe. I did a one-finger swipe down. Now I'm going to do a two-finger swipe to the right to launch it.
Unified. Contracted.
Hey, don't do that.
Unified. Uncontracted.
So I'm going to do a two-finger swipe right.
Opening Iron Explorer. Iron Explorer.
Wrong.
Swipe right with portrait. Stopping applied offer. 5 minutes free.
Wrong offer. Okay. Wrong thing. So I'm going to close it.
App switcher, Iron Explorer, metadata, app
I
switcher.
don't know why it did that. Ow.
Face photo.
I'm going to try it again.
Braille screen input. S, A, F, A. Safari. Text opening Safari, command mode. Enter cords to activate Braille display commands. Swipe with one finger to adjust the rotor.
I'm going to
Skip
go
to
to
content, in page link.
google.com.
Dot positions calibrated. Vertical more, but refresh address. RTCSNV.com address. Text field is editing. https://www.rtc address. Text field is editing. https://www.rtcsnv.com/ Braille output. Unified.
Oh.
Con Braille entry. G O O G L E. Period. C O M. Web page loaded.
So it's clicking away.
Web page loaded.
So
command mode.
I can go to the command
Enter
mode.
Enter cords to activate Braille. FaceTime. 5 missed FaceTime calls.
Well, that didn't work.
Tap dots 36 to open.
Let me go to my app switcher.
Stopping
that
Braille
wasn't
screen
supposed to
input.
happen.
App switcher. Safari. Active. Safari, main menu, pop-up button, banner, landmark, menu pop-up.
So then, if I wanted to navigate through the web page, I would do a swipe right,
all
swipe.
Images, notifications,
so again,
link.
It swipes you through every item on the home screen, which now I'm going to go to the rotor item for
containers,
single black containers.
Speaking rate, lines, words, characters, actions, edit. Form controls.
Yeah,
11
form controls.
Links.
Links.
Headings.
Headings.
Containers.
And.
Headings. Links. Form controls. Links.
So when I'm on links
18
now,
link.
When I'm links now, I can do a swipe down with one finger.
Sign it. Search Denver. Haunt. Nick. Iron. Mixed. Mill. Brand. Little. Dark. Theme.
Now I can go by heading.
Headings.
And do the
one
same thing.
Heading. Heading not found.
There's only one heading there.
Links. 18 links. Form controls. 11 form controls.
So now,
main
if I go back to the top of the page, I'm on form controls. Now I can do a two-finger swipe down. One-finger swipe down.
Google Apps. Button. Google Search. Button Search. New line. Combo. Google Search. Just double tap. Just double tap. Double tap to search Google. Description.
Oh.
Double tap to search main menu. Google search. New line. Combo box. List box pop up. Collapsed.
So this is the search box apparently.
Double tap to expand. Google search. Description. Double tap to search Google. Multi-line text field.
Well, that I think.
Double tap to edit.
That's the multi-line text field you want to type in. So I could double tap this.
Collapsed. Double tap to search Google. Descript insertion point at end.
Yeah, it's a little finicky with this one. So I'm gonna do a Braille screen input again.
Braille screen input.
And I'm going to go ahead and
Dot six.
Let's type in iPhone. Let's see. Let's type in Meta glasses.
Meta space glasses.
I'm gonna submit that with.
Web page loaded. Google. Keep things dark while you browse. Description. Now stopping braille screen input. Google.
Now we have the search results up. Still loading. It has a habit sometimes of.
Main menu. Google search. New line. Google double search tool. Men's filled. Women's filled links. Headings. Search results. Sponsored results. Ray-Ban Met. Shop Meta Glass.
So sometimes it has a habit of. It's still playing that ticking sound even though the page is loaded. And then does it by second. So, but anyways, we do have the list of results.
Meta glasses at Amazon. Heading level 3. Link.
So if I want to click on this.
Amazon.com. Link. Leave feedback on sponsored ad. Button. Results. Sponsored ad. Sponsor. Ray-Ban Meta. Gen 2. Wayfarer. Matte black vertical line smart AI glasses for men. Women. Sponsored ad. Sponsored ad. Oakley Meta Age.
A lot of glasses here.
Morris Oakley Vertical Line Meta Vanguard with Meta AI. Audio, photo, video compatibility. White. Prism trademark black. Heading level 2. Link.
So I'm navigating by headings with swiping up and swiping down.
Containers. Headings.
So I can use the rotor. I can use the rotor with my four-finger swipe up and four-finger swipe down that I did go through it earlier. So,
App Switcher, Safari, Active, App Switcher, Meta AI,
Meta AI, all right. Active.
Swipe up with three fingers to close the app. Swipe up or down to select a custom action. Then double tap to activate.
So, note reminders and calendar. So I'm gonna go back
FaceTime.
To my
five missed FaceTime calls.
I'm gonna type in.
Double braille screen input.
Let's do notes.
M. O. O. Mail. M. 76 apps. N. 20. O. Exclamation. E. E. Exclamation. O. N. N. O. T. E. S. One app. Notes. Opening notes. Iron Explorer. Stopping braille screen input. Editing toolbar. Editing toolbar. Back button. Share. But more. But October 17th. Note. Call. Note. Call this number to remove the hold and close the account before opening the new one.
Oh, that. I didn't know I had that.
Editing toolbar. Checklist. Off.
So I'm gonna delete that note.
Note. Call this number to remove the hold and close the account before writing tool. Edit link. Editing tool. Attach. Handwrite. Writing toolbar. Copy. Writing to copy. Write. Edit. Forward. 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 Back button. Share. More. October. Note. Editing tool. Attachment. Handwrite. Writing toolbar. Copy. Writing tool. Edit link. Write. Cop toolbar. New note. Button. Back button.
Let's go back.
Notes. Folders. Note. Two notes. Folder actions, but two notes. Notes, heading. Two notes. Two notes. Folder act my notes. Lit. Call with Daryl Duncan. Call this number to remove the hold. Call with Daryl Duncan. Modified November 26.
I'm not sure why I have that.
Pin note. Delete note.
Just delete the note.
Alert. Deleted notes are moved to the recently deleted folder.
So I did a swipe down with one finger. To get the list of actions that are associated with that note.
You can recover or remove. Okay. Okay. My notes. List. Call this 2020. Call 2025. 2. Call this number. Pin note. Delete note. Tool. No notes. Folder action.
So,
no notes. Notes. Folders. Folders.
I'm
going
to go to my
button.
Folders.
New folder. New edit. Folders, heading, fold, head, iCloud, notes, recently deleted, to, select, deleted, note, call the tool, dictate, search, dict, new note, but, folders, edit, folders, back, but, edit, recently deleted, heading, two notes, my note, two notes, heading, My notes. List. Deleted note. Call with Daryl. Call this number to remove. Toolbar. Search. Dictate. New note. Button. New note.
So.
Folders. Edit. Button. Edit. Done. But recent to note. My note. Call with. Call this toolbar. Delete. Move off. Delete all. Button. Delete all. Alert. Delete two notes. Button. Delete two notes. Dictate. Button. Folders. Back button.
So I'm going to go back.
Dictate button.
Now I'm going to swipe to the
right. Double tapped new folder button.
So I'm going to just
edit.
Swipe button. To the right.
Folders. Heading. Heading. iCloud button. Notes. No, no. LVPDA. But no. Elf notes. No notes. Outlook button. No. LVPDA. Notes. No notes. Button.
So I'm going to go.
iCloud button. Heading. Expanded.
So I'm going to go.
Notes. Elf note. Outlook note. Tool. Dictate. Search. Dict new note. New note. Dict new note. Button.
I'm going to do a new.
New folder. Button. New
I'm
folder.
I'm going to do.
But tool. Dictate. Button. New note. Button.
New note right here.
New note. Note. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Editing toolbar. Checklist. For note. Text field. Is that done. But more. But share. Dict folders. Folders.
So right away when you're placed into the note. When you create a new note, you're placed in the edit field automatically. So,
check more done button May 9 note text field is editing.
This is a test note. Period.
Inserted this as a test note.
So, I could also, instead of dictating, I could invoke Braille screen input.
Braille screen input. Dot 6. Cap I space capital I. L, K, E, space, like, T, G, S,
whoops,
T, G, S, S, H, H, S, dot positions calibrated, T, H, I, S, space, N, O, T, E, S, space, F, E, A, U, FO, O, E, E, F, space, notes, F, E, E, F, A, P, P, period, space.
So,
stopping Braille screen input.
Had a little bit of trouble there because Braille screen input wanted to move dots around all over the place. So that's a little quick overview of notes.
App switcher, notes, active. Meta AI, app switcher, meta AI, active. Photos, cap photos.
So I'm going to open up reminders.
Double tap to open. Braille screen input. R39M1App. Reminders. Opening reminders. Stopping Braille screen input. Actions menu. Navbar. Add list. Search. Button. Add list. Button. Actions menu. Button. Today. Zero. Schedule. Today. Zero reminders. May 9th. Button. Scheduled. Zero reminders. Button. All. Zero reminders. Button.
So here you have your.
Search. Button.
Search for reminders.
Add list. Button.
Add list.
Actions menu.
Button. Actions menu.
Today. Zero scheduled. Zero reminders. All. Zero reminders. Flagged. Zero reminders. Urgent. Zero reminders. Completed. Button. Suggested list. Groceries. Automatically categorizes items. iCloud. Button. Reminders. Zero remind. LVPDA. Button. It tasks. Zero Outlook. Button. Tasks. Toolbar. New reminder. Button. New reminder. Button.
So at the bottom you have new reminders. So I'm going to double tap this.
Title, text field, is editing, character mode, insert.
Test reminder.
Inserted test reminder. Notes, text field. Double tapped.
This is a test reminder.
Inserted the URL, text field, date and time, heading, date, off, collapsed, time, off, urgent, off. Mark this reminder at urgent, top date, off. Collapsed.
So you could
double tap to expand controls and enable.
Essentially, use the reminders app this way. Or if I wanted to, I could select the date and time.
Top date off.
Collapsed. If I select this,
more options shown. Month, May, date, Saturday, May 9th. Collapse controls. Activate. Collapse. Active. Month, date, Saturday, May 9th, 2026. On. Expanded. Month. May. April. May. 2020. Cancel. Button.
I'm going to cancel that.
Cancel. Alert. Are you sure you want to discard this new reminder? Discard. Are you discard change? Discard changes. iCloud button.
So
app switcher, reminders, app meta AI, app switch.
The easier way though. Oops, I
10:04 a.m.
locked my screen.
Meta AI con
is I could use Siri. So if I say set a reminder to finish up my podcast by 11 a.m. today.
Okay, I added finish up my podcast for this morning at 11 a.m.
So now, if I go back to reminders,
Braille screen input, R-E-9-M-1-AB, reminders, opening reminders, command mode.
Now,
stopping Braille screen input, search, add list, action, today, one, scheduled, one reminder, button.
So now I have one.
All, flag, urge, LVP, task, outlook, task, tool, new reminder,
so,
sir, add, act, today, scheduled, one, all, scheduled, one reminder, button.
So if I click this,
today, heading, add an alarm, head, scheduled, heading, at close, button. Mark a reminder as urgent to get an alarm on this device when it's due. Today, heading, finish up my podcast. Incomplete, new reminder for today, button, finish up my podcast. Incomplete, in reminders, 11 a.m.
So it says incomplete.
Tomorrow, Monday, May, Tuesday, Wednesday, July, August, October, April, March, April, back, Scott Moore, add an alarm, close, mark a reminder as today, heading. Finish up my paw. Change dude, pick a cuss, delete.
Delete it? Because I don't
new
need it.
New reminder for today, button. Tomorrow, new remind today, heading.
So that's gone.
Back button.
Go back.
Search, button. App switcher, reminders, active. Swipe up with three fingers, meta AI, app switcher, meta AI, active.
So now, what I'm going to do is last thing that I'm going to demo is the calendar. Open calendar.
Calendar, May, back button, single day, button, search, button, add, button, Sunday, May, Monday, May 4th, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, select, today, Friday, May, toolbar, inbox, calendar, today, button, Friday, May 8th, Friday, May, back button.
Go back.
Calendar, D2026, back button, detail, search, add, months, Friday, Saturday, May 2nd.
So here's all your months that you could do.
May, Thursday,
but if you wanted to add an appointment,
search, add, button.
I can click the add button here.
Text field is edit. Text field is editing. Title, character mode, insert.
Test appointment.
Inserted test appointment.
I'm going to swipe to the right.
Clear text button. Location or video call. All day. Switch button off.
So you can click if you want the appointment to be all day.
Starts 11 a.m. 5/9/26. 5/9/26 button 11 a.m. button collapse ends 5/9/26 11 a.m. button collapse button collapsed 11 a.m. expanded 11 o'clock picker item 10 o'clock 9 o'clock 9
so if you swipe up and down you choose the hour. So I'm gonna swipe up to go to
10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock,
2 o'clock,
12, 0, 0 minutes, picker item, a p.m., picker item, adjustable, time zone, Cupertino, button, ends, 3 p.m., May 9th,
we'll leave 2000, that.
May 9th, to 3 p.m., travel time, none, but repeat, never, but calendar, home, button, invitees, none, button, alert, none, button, add attachment, button, alert, none, button.
So if you click alerts,
none, button, at time of event, but 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before, 15 minutes before.
So you can tell it, you know, give it to you 15 minutes before, 10 minutes before, 5 minutes before, or none.
Selected, none, button.
Keep it at none.
Cancel, new, done, done, button.
I'm gonna hit, done, Actually.
May 2 ZP time at May 3 travel repeat. Cal inv alert added. You are at node. Nodes. You are at attached alert. Inv alert. None.
So you have
add attachment.
Add attachment.
URL.
URL is not, there's no URL.
Nodes. Text field.
And you can add a note to the remind, the event if you needed to.
Cancel. Button cancel. Button done. Button.
Now I'm gonna go hit done to create it.
Activate to dismiss 2026. Back button.
Now.
Detail. Search. Add. But April. Months. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Third. May. Friday. Saturday. Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Third. Friday. Sunday. Selected. Today. Saturday. May 9th. One event. Button.
So if I double tap this.
Double tap to Saturday, May 9th, 2026. Heading. Saturday, May 9th, 12 a.m. 1 a.m. 2 8 3 4 5 6 8 9 10 11 12 1 test appointment from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. home button
and there's your appointment.
Double tap and hold, then use handles in rotor to adjust start and end times.
No, I'm gonna double tap so I don't need this. I'm gonna delete this.
Test appointment calendar 1 p test of 3 4 cal alert tool delete alert toolbar delete event button.
I'm gonna delete the event.
Alert, are you delete event button? Delete event, but cal today button. App switcher, calendar, active. Meta AI, app switcher, Meta AI, active. Swipe up with three fingers.
So that was a brief, but I hope comprehensive deep dive into what VoiceOver is, what the basic commands are. I hope this podcast was very informative for you guys. If you guys want to contact me for more information or anything like that, you guys can email me at masoncabo4@outlook.com. masoncabo4@outlook.com. All right, guys. See you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.